An elder from the Yankton Sioux tribe testified Monday, January 13th, on the potential impacts on women if the Keystone XL pipeline is built. Faith Spotted Eagle says the past, present, and future of Indigenous women are threatened by construction and pollution. She made comments to the South Dakota Water Management Board in its hearings to determine whether to allow water use for the pipeline. Faith Spotted Eagle is a PTSD therapist as well as an Indigenous and environmental activist. But she doesn't possess only academic knowledge of trauma.
My niece disappeared 2 years ago, and she was found later and she was murdered.
Spotted Eagle says girls and women are targets for violence, and those in rural areas and on reservations are particularly vulnerable. If the pipeline is built, she says large crews of primarily transient men will come through sparsely populated areas of western South Dakota.
And we tell our girls, with these thousands of men from other places that are coming in, even if they are from South Dakota, there's tension between white and Native people.
Spotted Eagle also wants to preserve the history of Indigenous women when they stayed by the water, combining the spiritual with the mundane.
We had to be near the water to cook. We had to be near the water to do ceremony. We need to be near the water to take care of our children and keep people clean.
Spotted Eagle says ancient sites remain today along rivers where women perform ceremonies.
There are thank you ceremonies, there are prayer sites, there are fasting sites, there are children's ceremonies, there are women's rites of passage, boys' rites of passage.
During pregnancy, women carry babies in water in their wombs, and so Spotted Eagle is afraid water contaminated by tar sands oil will harm the unborn, the future generations.
It's like it affects my baby. It affects my child, my grandchildren, and any birth defects, any contamination that will occur in the womb, the first medicine.
The Water Management Board is holding hearings to determine if there's enough water for TC Energy to use and whether the water use is beneficial, serves a public interest, and does not impose on the rights of existing water users. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.